North Korean denuclearization talks uncertain after Pompeo visit. The path ahead for talks with North Korea appeared uncertain after a weekend visit by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended with Pyongyang accusing the US of gangster-like tactics and increasingly risk of war, but saying it retained confidence in President Donald Trump to reach an agreement on denuclearization. Mr. Pompeo characterized the talks very differently, saying the two sides had good faith, productive conversations which will continue in the days and weeks ahead. Speaking to reporters at a Sunday briefing in Tokyo, he added, "If requests were gangster-like, the world is a gangster." He said the talks had yielded progress on key matters such as a timeline for denuclearization and concrete steps that North Korea could take to show commitment to the process. The divergent accounts demonstrated the difficulty in translating the broad goal of denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula that resulted from June's summit between Mr. Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un into specifics that would be acceptable to both sides. The Trump administration wants Mr. Kim to abandon his nuclear ambitions while Mr. Kim seeks relief from sanctions that have hammered his nation's economy, as well as a de-escalation of what he perceives as the threat to his regime by the U.S. military presence in South Korea. Officials previously involved in talks with North Korea said the impasse was a familiar negotiating tactic and that Pyongyang was attempting to take control of the process. In this case, the reversal sent a clear message that North Korea wouldn't act without significant concessions by the U.S. "The pace of discussions and negotiations are being dictated by North Korea," said Joseph Yoon, a former U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy at the State Department who retired earlier this year. Related issues on the table, such as immediately repatriating the remains of U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War in 1950-1953, destroying a North Korean weapons-producing facility, and the speed of denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula also became entangled in the dissonance after North Korea characterized the Pompeo meetings as regrettable. The U.S. side came up only with its unilateral and gangster-like demand for denuclearization, the statement said, all of which run counter to the spirit of the Singapore summit meeting and talks. It added, "We maintain our trust in President Trump." Mr. Pompeo said ahead of the trip to North Korea that he aimed to fill in details of the nuclear deal signed in Singapore, such as the timeline and key steps, including when Pyongyang will provide a list of its nuclear assets and other weapons. After the meeting and Pyongyang's statement, he signaled a hardening stance, saying the U.S. was maintaining maximum pressure on North Korea. Mr. Trump stopped using the phrase maximum pressure last month to avoid provoking Mr. Kim and acknowledged that China wasn't enforcing economic sanctions as strictly as before. "Sanctions remain in place and we will continue to enforce them with great vigor," Mr. Pompeo told reporters on Sunday. Pyongyang also played down Washington's recent decision to cancel joint military exercises with South Korea. "While the U.S. has advertised this as a big concession, it isn't comparable to the irreversible nuclear plant dismantling carried out by North Korea," it said. The lengthy statement issued by Pyongyang on Saturday warned Washington against old methods that raise cancerous issues that amplify distrust and risk of war. "Such an approach could shake North Korea's unwavering determination to denuclearize," it said. "This demonstrates the problem of meeting with Kim at the beginning, making a unilateral concession and declaring victory. It reduces U.S. leverage in the negotiation," said Abraham Denmark, Asia director at Washington-based think tank the Wilson Center. This is a rejection of U.S. demands for unilateral denuclearization by North Korea and a clear message that the U.S. will need to give up more to make progress. Another potential stumbling block is the repatriation of U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War. When asked about the remains on Saturday, Mr. Pompeo demurred on a timeline for the repatriation, saying the Defense Department would meet the North Koreans for a discussion about the process on July 12.